Hello everyone. I just finished watching Bernard's video titled Censoring MRAs, and I put it in the description box, and I just wanted to make a quick response to it, specifically in regards to another MRA coming on his channel. And I don't have anything against this guy. I don't even know him. You know, I just want to argue the merits of his point, which I do not think are sound. He was making the argument that censoring feminist trolls that come onto Bernard's channel and spread lies about him, specifically saying that he was a skinhead and a Nazi and, you know, all sorts of other ridiculousness, that he is actually committing censorship against them when he decides to go ahead and ban those people from his personal private YouTube platform. You know, it's one thing to have freedom of speech, and it's another thing entirely to have to propagate lies about people, specifically knowing that it would hinder their goal. In this case, you know, the spreading forth the message of men's rights activism. We have things in wider society such as slander and libel laws that allow people to sue when certain individuals decide to spread lies about them that would interfere with their ability to make money or conduct business. I mean, that doesn't interfere with the First Amendment at all. You know, it's perfectly reasonable. Freedom of speech is protected, and in this case, it's protected up to a point where if you decide to spread lies about people, then you have to take responsibility for those lies. And in this case, the responsibility really isn't that serious. All that's being, you know, the totality of the penalty for doing so amounts to being blocked off of Bernard's personal YouTube channel. And they are well within their rights to go and start their own YouTube channel and express their views there, where they can then ban people for expressing opinions that they consider to be 100% false. And in this case, it was 100% false. I mean, I've watched hundreds of his Bernard's videos. Not one of them expressed any types of sympathy towards Nazism or any of that kind of stuff. You know, it's just a blatant 100% false lie. So at a certain point, you know, you are well within your rights to suppress the claims that these people are making on your own private YouTube channel. Furthermore, and this is separate from the argument on Bernard's channel, I mean, this is just my personal opinion. At a certain point, these people's cookie cutter arguments, you know, that they manufacture in some warehouse somewhere, because they, as we all know, they are all the same. You know, how many times are we going to hear one in five women this, one in five women that? The cookie-cutter insults become so tedious and so repetitive that one just doesn't want to have the time or energy that one once had. And we've had our channels, for some of us, for 3 years now. We just don't have the time or the energy to pick apart these arguments over and over and over again. I mean, I'm sure that these individual posters believe that they're making some sort of novel contribution to the feminist narrative, but essentially they're all the same. Because you see, this is a war of logic and truth on our side, and repetition and perception is reality on their side. These people understand, feminists understand, that the only way that they can institute their misandric policies, and the only way that they can continue to line their pockets with taxpayer money is by forming reality via repetition. These people understand that perception is reality in their world, and all they need to do, you know, they don't need to have truth on their side. All they need to do is to make the public perceive that truth is on their side. And that's all that's needed, and that's why they're so successful. They parrot these cookie-cutter phrases out, and they know that if they show enough indignation when these phrases are questioned, and if they repeat them enough, then they'll get their way. And that's how they've been operating for the past 60 years. So, you know, these people, they know that if they repeat something enough, that it'll eventually become reality. And that's what they're essentially attempting to do with Bernard by saying, you know, oh, he's a skinhead, he's this, he's that. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And so I believe Bernard is 100% within his right to do so, banning them. But you know, it's even more than that. What we're starting to see here is that feminists are starting to panic. I mean, they realize that even though maybe MRAs and men going their own way aren't specifically being welcomed into the public dialogue on in a general sense, in the mainstream sense, we know that many of the ideas that we are starting to inject into the public consciousness, however slight, are being adopted because, to be frank, we just don't have the money for the entitlements anymore. And so you have women like the, I don't even remember her name, the Sandra Fluke character who testified before Congress, and yet people like Rush Limbaugh calling her a slut. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh is an individual that I thoroughly dislike, but, you know, he was absolutely right in calling her a slut. These women, these feminists, believe that it is their right, that it is their entitlement to lay on their backs all throughout college and take dick, and they want people like us, the average man, the average taxpayer, to facilitate that via the taxation in our paychecks. No. And these things are starting to be called into question, and they're coming under increasing amounts of scrutiny. And so what you are going to see is an uptick in the fervor and the ferocity of MRA hatred and misandry. You're going to see further attempts to typecast us as racist. You're going to see further attempts to typecast us as dangerous, women haters, misogynists, so on and so forth. This is going to increase in frequency, not decrease. The attempts to censor are going to, once again, those are also going to experience an uptick. These people understand that our issues are starting to be taken seriously, even if we are not at this point in time. They understand that if our issues are being started to be taken seriously, then it is only a matter of time before MRAs and men going their own way begin to be taken seriously as well. So yeah, I mean, to be honest, we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating because what's starting to occur is that the tipping point isn't, I mean, we're not quite at the tipping point yet, and we still have a lot further to go before critical mass is achieved, before the event horizon is passed, so to speak. But for the first time, it seems that the public consciousness is cueing into the fact that we are approaching an event horizon, and feminist ideology is a big part in why we're approaching that event horizon. That's all I really got to say for now.